Hey there, Fletcher from All Things Overlanding here, and today I'm going to be talking about a question that I get quite a bit on my social channels and or on my YouTube videos, and that is kind of how do you get started, right? Like how do you, what's the easiest way to get into overlanding? And, you know, I talk about groups a lot. So again, today I want to talk a little bit about the benefits, especially when you're newer. Now, you may outgrow those groups later on. You may get to the point where you're like, hey, I get it now. I'm comfortable. I'm going to go out on my own, or I'm going to go out with two buddies or one buddy or whatever. But a great way to get into overlanding is by joining some sort of an overlanding group, like a Facebook group or a forum or something like that. So again, today I'm going to talk a little bit about the benefits of those things, kind of how to find those things. And hopefully, again, if you're newer to this thing and you just found me randomly on a podcast or on YouTube, hopefully this helps you kind of take that next step to get out and explore. So if you want to learn more about overlanding groups and kind of the benefits of those and how to get into them, stay tuned.
Sandstorm, I fought it. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, guys. So as I mentioned in the intro, today I am talking about overlanding groups and how they can help you kind of get started overlanding. You know, there are a ton of resources out there, from YouTube videos to Overland Bound Forum to, you know, I mean, there's just a ton of resources out there. But a lot of the times I feel like that kind of leads people to sort of an analysis paralysis, right? Like you kind of hit this point where you're like, oh my gosh, these people have like fully built Tacomas with 120 grand in them and all this gear and a $4,000 rooftop tent and a, you know, a $1,000 planar diesel heater and all that. And I'm just sitting here going, that's more than my truck's worth, right? That can happen. So don't let that be the case. I've said it a million times, but I just want to always bring this up, especially when newer folks are listening to this kind of thing. Take what you got and get out and explore. Go and try it. Now, in the winter and stuff, you want to be careful, right? If the weather is going to be a little less than ideal, you want to be safe. I'm not advocating for going out with no gear and sleeping on the ground on a tarp or anything like that. But don't feel like when you're reading these groups on Facebook or you're reading these comments on YouTube videos or anything like that, like you have to have all this gear, you have to have this totally kitted out truck. Not required. But that's kind of one of the nice things about being able to go in a group, right? Is one, it helps you alleviate a lot of that fear. You know that there are other people there with varying levels of experience that can help you, that will be there if you get stuck or something. You're not just going to go out and get immediately bogged down and stuck in your two-wheel drive truck or your Prius or whatever you've got, right? Go out in a group and take that first sort of step with other people so that you're not alone. So how do you find those groups, right? So I've touched on this briefly a little bit before, but you know, one of the best ways nowadays is Facebook. So if you're not on Facebook, you're kind of missing out on some of that stuff. You may want to make like a fake profile or like a temporary profile that you literally just use for these sort of groups, but that's really the best place. There are still forums like Overland Bound. There are kind of a lot of forums. There are a lot of vehicle specific forums still out there too. Like I'm in Frontier forums and Xterra forums and that kind of thing. So those still do exist, but they're just not as highly trafficked anymore as the social media sites, which is just where people already are. So if they can get overlanding stuff there too, then they go there. But so I would recommend going to Facebook, searching for like overlanding and then like your area, you know, like in my area, there's Midwest Overlanders, Indiana Overlanders, Indy Overlanders. Just, I mean, there's a million of them, right? So if you search for kind of your area and the word overlanding, that should help you find some local groups. Indy Overlanders right now is probably one of the most active. It's one of the smaller groups, but it's one of the most active. So I tend to like jump in their trips quite a bit. They'll post up events every month or two and they'll just go. And it's a very like good basic starter way to check out your local national forest or your local resources, whatever they may be, state parks, things like that. In a low pressure way, it doesn't cost you any money, right? But again, you have a meetup location, you're gonna hit trails, you're gonna learn a little bit about your vehicle, how to drive in these different conditions, things like that. Again, you have recovery options if you were to get stuck. If you didn't have food, enough food, somebody else could help you, right? If you didn't have recovery gear, someone else would have recovery gear that they could help you get out of a situation. So something like that is a great way to get started. Go to these groups, join the groups, lurk in the shadows if you want. You don't have to be super active or talkative to be in these groups, but you can be if you want to be too. But a lot of these groups, I just kind of hang out. I'll like people's stuff. If someone asks a question, I happen to know an answer to it, I will try and help them out, that kind of thing. But it's like a literal community. A lot of these Facebook groups literally function as a community of people in the same area that are into the same hobby, overlanding, and they want to help each other, right? So that is a great way to get...
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Start. So when you go on those trips, right, sometimes it can be a little intimidating because a lot of times you may not have met those people. But again, you have a tiny bit of protection in that it's Facebook, it's public. There are other people that they've put some of their information online too, right? So like I've never ever had been part of a Facebook group and gone to a meetup and like it was a murderer waiting for me with an axe, right? Like that's never happened. It's always been, you know, be careful. Again, ladies, gentlemen, everybody, when you're looking at these things, if there's something suspicious or weird, don't do it, right? But if there's going to be a bunch of people and you're going to be meeting up in a public place, then that can be a great way to go out and just, you know, kind of come outside of your comfort zone. If you're a little bit more on the shy side, walk around, say hi to people, talk to them about their rigs. You'll get to know some of them. Some of my best friends, the people that I go camping with now, I've met through overlanding groups. So it's great to have friends like that and to make new friends that are into the same stuff as you, right? Like a lot of the times when I go on these trips with these groups, a lot of the people are like, nobody that I know even knows what overlanding is, right? Like even as big as overlanding has sort of grown, it's still a very small niche. And like, I know all my neighbors and all my like normal friends, all my people that aren't into overlanding, which is pretty much everyone I know. They're just like, why do you go out in the winter? Like you go out in the winter and you camp? Why? Like you have a heated house with a basement with an 85-inch TV. Why don't you just sit there and watch movies? And I'm like, you guys don't get it, right? And if you are into this thing, if you've gone camping before, if you've gone car camping in the past or regular camping and backpacking, hammock camping, whatever, and you're trying to get into the vehicle side of things, it's very similar, right? Like it's the same sort of idea. There are those same peaceful moments that you get out in nature, even with a larger group, which I tend to avoid at this point because I've been doing it for such a long time that I like to go out and kind of just get away, right? Like read a book, kind of sit in silence for a little while and just enjoy some peace. But I do still like to go with the group sometimes. It's like a 50-50 or like maybe like 70-30 thing for me, mostly alone and then with groups occasionally. But there's a ton to be learned there, right? And again, whenever I first started, it took me months and months. I was building a truck that for overlanding I had never been. I didn't even know what I was doing. I'm reading all this stuff. I'm watching all these YouTube videos. But use the groups for information. Use the groups to learn. Use the groups to get above and beyond that sort of initial hesitance or fear and just get out and explore. Get out and give it a try.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Right? Another thing that is pretty fun about the groups is that it gives you a great chance to like learn about things and tell stories. So that's one of the things that I enjoy is on some of these bigger groups that I've gone with, there are oftentimes in the evening when you're sitting around a fire and somebody will tell a story about something that happened to them on a trip. And then that ties into something that happened to you. So then you tell your story and then the person next to you tells their story. And it's a lot of fun to kind of hear what these other people have gone through, what they've seen, that kind of thing, to get to share your stories. If you are a social person, it's a great way to make friends. Like I mentioned, it's a great way to kind of get out there and learn and tell your stories and have a good time just sort of chatting with other people and getting to know other people. Another thing is, even as long as I've been doing it, I'm not the best with like Gaia GPS. I'm just not the best at route planning. I'm getting a lot better and it takes time to learn that stuff. But that is another nice thing. That's probably one of the biggest roadblocks I feel like to getting started is how do I find spots, right? Where do I go? that kind of thing. The organized group trips can take all of that out of it for you. You could bring your phone with you too, and you can drop pins and kind of keep track of where you are and then use that as a starting point for the next trip that you might want to take by yourself. So like again, when I first went, I'd never been overland. I'd never been dispersed camping. I'd never been camping anywhere that wasn't either in my backyard or in like a state park. So I'm just like, where am I allowed to go, right? Like, how do I know what's private property and what's not? And what's U.S. Forest Service road versus like someone's driveway, right? So you do have to watch for no trespassing signs and things like that. But again, versus you having to take all that on and potentially getting yourself into a situation where you're trespassing or doing something illegal. If you go with a group, typically, I mean, assuming that they kind of know what they're doing, right? And that they have someone leading the group that knows about the legalities of that stuff. You can learn a ton and you can get over that initial hurdle of not knowing where to go, not knowing what's okay and what's not okay. And you can learn about like trail, being light on a trail, how to tread lightly, you know, how to kind of pack out what you pack in. You'll kind of see those things. Again, with these overlanding groups specifically, they're generally very responsible. But so again, use those groups to kind of get yourself out there, to get yourself exploring and to learn more about how to be conservative with the environment, how to save the trails, how to kind of pick up after yourselves and learn everything from the basics to the more advanced stuff about overlanding from a group of people that are into the same hobby as you. You can also use it to make friends, as I mentioned, which is just another added benefit of overlanding groups. So that'll do it for this episode on why it's advantageous to, you know, join some overlanding groups, what you can learn from it, how to overcome that sort of initial fear or hesitance that you might have for overlanding by joining one of these groups. If you have any questions, post up in the comments down below. If you are looking for people in your area, feel free to post up below. And if somebody sees it and comments and says, here's a group, go check this out. If I know of any groups, of course, I'm happy to share those with you as well. But so post up in the comments down below if you're on YouTube. If you are on the podcast, as always, there are links in the description below to all my other social channels, to my Patreon group where we talk about stuff. We've got a 24/7 Discord that's awesome. And then there's the Newbie Overlanders page, which is a great, fantastic, free resource, right? Go there, post up your questions. There's tons of stuff you can search and read about that people have already asked about, from what's the best rooftop tent to what's, how do I start a fire? How do I do this, right? Like there's tons of resources out there, tons of forums, tons of Facebook groups. But check out those links in the description down below. As I mentioned, sort of some of the stuff that I talked about in this video, I will try and drop links to those down below too. So if you're looking for specific pieces of gear, you can find it easier. Again, I hope that was helpful for you. If you're not already subscribed on YouTube, make sure to click that subscribe button, click the like button if you got value out of the video. If you're on the podcast, leave a 5-star review. Those help a ton, help other people find the podcast. So if you can do that, that'd be great. Also, lastly, in the description down below are going to be links to my website where I've got stickers and patches and funny overlanding stuff. So if you're looking for that kind of stuff to kind of outfit your fridge or your window or whatever on your vehicle, definitely check that stuff out as well. But again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.